Chapter 3. An Odd Kind of Technology. After teaching my afternoon composition class at a Catholic liberal arts college, I booked it from the west side of Los Angeles to a Santa Clarita Starbucks to meet Dan Burke. 3 days earlier, I'd reached out to him over email, and he replied within 13 minutes, asking where I wanted to meet. I was nervous. Burke was one of Color Dream's most important developers, and unlike most of his former colleagues, Burke remained in the video game industry for his entire career. During a tenure at Blizzard, he even worked on Warcraft 3 and World of Warcraft. But when I arrived, Burke immediately put me at ease. A short, friendly guy in glasses, t-shirt, and jeans, Burke looked young for his mid-40s. Quick to joke, going into voices and imitations frequently, and just as quick to state an opinion, Burke had a mind that was always going. In line to order our drinks, I told Burke how I first discovered Color Dreams, playing copies of Bible Adventures and Joshua I'd checked out at church. And when we sat with our coffees, my iPhone now recording us, Burke casually asked, "Are you still a Christian today?" I hesitated. Was I going to be a journalist who skillfully redirects his questions back to the interviewee? "It's complicated," I said. "I have a hard time really buying it. But I come out of a culture where a lot of my best friends are Christians and some members of my family are Christians. I never did a big disaffiliation, but I can't own it either." "You're a cultural Christian," Burke said. "Yeah, I feel like Jews have Reform Judaism, where shared culture is more important than belief, but I don't know that Christians get a thing like that. There's progressive Christians, I guess. But progressive Christians are still supposed to buy it. It's religion we began with, and religion we circled back to over and over in our 2.5-hour conversation, but it never felt like a tangent. Belief was essential to the story of Burke's time at the company. It was his Christian faith that made Burke quit Color Dreams, and it was his time at Color Dreams that made Burke lose his faith altogether. Dan Burke was a student at Saddleback College, home of Rick Warren, he said, who I can't stand. While Burke was working as the staff artist for the school newspaper, he met a writer named Leo Gilreath, who told Burke about a guy he'd met at an arcade who was working on making Nintendo games. Burke was skeptical. I was like, "Yeah, right, you know?" But agreed to meet this guy at Round Table Pizza. And this guy was really bright young Chinese guy, Frank Wong, working at Unisys at the time. Wong told Burke about a new company called Color Dreams that ran a cattle call for developers in the paper. Wong had already attended an informational meeting about the opportunity. "When I showed up at the meeting," Wong told the Warp Zone, "they told us, about 25 respondents, that they figured out a way to get around the 10 NES chip and therefore can make and sell NES games. We were supposed to write a game and storyboard for the next meeting. We also had to find a partner who would be doing artwork for the game. After the meeting, we all went our separate ways to come up with a game." Few of the eager programmers in that room would actually finish their games, Lawton later noted. "That's always the hardest part about programming," he said in an email to me. "Finishing things." Burke was excited about the project. It turned out the company was legit, had real money. I had a job at Sterling Art in Irvine making $6.50 an hour, and I told my boss about this opportunity, and he said, "If you don't take this job, I'm going to fire you." So Burke and Wong began work on Drug Czar, a futuristic action game starring Agent Shadow, the last uncorrupt cop on the force who must single-handedly clean the streets of drug dealers. It was a lot of work for the pair to handle, particularly since Wong kept his job at Unisys and they both were working on spec, unsure of when or if they would be paid. "When I came home at 5 p.m., Dan and I would work till 2 in the morning," Wong said. "To stay awake, we used to drink 2 liters worth of Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew every night. We'd pile up all these empty bottles on the porch and soon we had a collection." For months in 1989, they worked out of Wong's house. Wong headed up the coding using a proprietary kit Color Dreams had supplied. Dan's friend Leo from the school paper did most of the writing, and Burke was in charge of the art and music. "Wong and I had so much at stake in this that there was a lot of pressure," Burke said. "We didn't know if the money was real yet. We argued over every detail."